tremendous aerobic capacity through their lungs and their circulatory system. They have so much more energy. They can get involved in so much more activity. They can carry more responsibility. Their shoulders are made equal to the burdens that were placed upon them. They rise to the occasion. Some people have enormous physical capacity, and perhaps they haven't earned it. It's come more genetically. Well, what if they would also continue to exercise? How much larger that capacity would be? Well, what about our mental capacity? What about our capacity to think abstractly at several levels, to communicate clearly, analytically, creatively, to continue to learn, to read? This mental capacity, can you imagine anything more basic and foundational than being endlessly involved in education? What about the renewal of our own spiritual natures? What are we about, really? What's truly important? The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. How do I get back to that so that I don't put the main thing the secondary thing? So if people will sharpen the saw physically, mentally, spiritually, and then they nurture the emotional bank account with their loved ones on a consistent basis, can you think of other things more basic, more foundational than those habits?
By truly living the seven habits, we can create for ourselves a healthy ecosystem. The seven habits allow our strengths to come from within ourselves. But the foundations of the seven habits, the principles upon which they're built, are not internal, but external. They are timeless truths that are self-evident. For example, habit one, be proactive, is based on the principle that we are responsible for our own lives, and we are able